This reflection is based on the various readings from the third week of Advent. This boy is to be consecrated to God. Advent was originally a 40-day period of penance, prayer, and fasting to prepare new Christians for baptism at the Epiphany. Later, Advent was linked to the second coming of Jesus, not his birth. It was not linked to the birth of Christ until the Middle Ages. Today, we celebrate Advent as a time of anticipation and preparation for the birth of Jesus. We are currently in the third week of Advent, and the focus for the week is joy. For me, true joy in my life comes from serving God while maintaining a vibrant relationship with Him. The readings this week focus on the birth and consecration or dedication of a number of biblical characters. Samson and Samuel in the first readings, and John the Baptist, and of course Jesus in the Gospels. While it doesn't seem God calls anyone to serve Him in the same manner since Jesus, it really doesn't need to, because we have Jesus as our constant guide, companion, and Savior. That doesn't mean God doesn't have a plan for all of us, and we are called to serve in whatever capacity God has for us. All this got me to thinking that maybe the best thing we can do this Advent is to consecrate or reconsecrate ourselves to God. I can think of nothing better in terms of preparation for the birth of Christ or the second coming of Christ. I also think it is the clearest path to find joy in life that is the focus of the third week of Advent, since real joy comes when God enters your life and opens your heart. While most of us lack the physical strength of Samson, hopefully we can match his spiritual strength when it comes to our relationship with God. I offer Psalm 63 as a prayer for all of us to reconsecrate our lives to God this Advent season. O God, You are my God. I seek You. My soul thirsts for You. My flesh faints for You, as in a dry and weary land where there is no water. So I have looked upon You in the sanctuary, beholding Your power and glory. Because Your steadfast love is better than life, my lips will praise You. So I will bless You as long as I live. I will lift up my hands and call on Your name. My soul is satisfied as with a rich feast, and my mouth praises You with joyful lips when I think of You on my bed and meditate on You in the watches of the night. For You have been my help, and in the shadow of Your wings I sing for joy. My soul clings to You, Your right hand upholds me. Psalm 63, verses 1 through 8. May you all have the blessings of an incredible Christmas and experience fully the joy that God has for you. Merry Christmas, Deb Ayers.